Next question is Grimm, G-R-I-M-M. First name Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, 2/2/1971. One 6/26 is the date for this patient for visits. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. Period. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospital's medical director. Period. Patient currently is in her 19th benefit period, extending from 11/14/2025 to 1/22/2026. This 54-year-old woman is currently in hospice with end-stage COPD, chronic kidney disease, hemiplegia related to stroke, left-sided weakness, chronic pain, sleep apnea, gastroesophageal reflux, anxiety, chronic pain related to disc disease in the lumbar region, epilepsy, depression, right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension related to end-stage COPD, period. Patient at first glance appears more short of breath, period. This is important because she just got to use her nebulizer, period. Patient is O2-saline 91% on room air, period. Patient blood pressure 140 over 90 with a pulse of 88, period. Patient's MAC has been vacillating. Per records, it appeared to be 43 today, but definitely no sign of weight gain noted. Patient has a PPS score of 30%, given her shortness of breath, weakness, and overall debility. Patient has bouts of confusion. Is oriented to place and person most of the time, but sometimes she's only oriented to person, period. She's sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day, period. She's ADL dependent, period. She has multiple urinary tract infection, which is common in patients with COPD who are bedbound, and it can be a cause of death in this population, period. She eats very little. She's sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day, period. Her obesity has caused her to have sleep apnea, which also contributing to her lower extremity edema and right-sided heart failure, period. Patient's exam is consistent with bronchi and valves, despite using a nebulizer treatment, as I stated, period. Most of the time, the caretaker tells me she has a 2 to 3 plus edema, despite being on Lasix 80 milligram twice a day, period. PPS is at 30%, KPS is at 30%. I'm sorry, her MAC is at 37 centimeter. So change it to MAC remains at 37 centimeter, but she definitely has lost weight. It appears to have lost weight in her face and lower extremity. Given natural, did I say she's bile and bladder and cum and ADL dependent? I hope I did. If not, please put that in there. She appears bile and bladder and cum and ADL dependent. Appears much weaker. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of her disease. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.